Hi, this is KJ with Red Door Title. I'm here with Melvin with Milestone Title, and we actually have a guest with us today. We have Lori, and Tony's in the house, but no one tell him, with Milestone Title as well. It is a title episode.
Title takeover.
I'm not mad at it.
We're not mad at it. We're going to talk about some things that are on our heart today. We're going to be relating to real estate along with just regular entrepreneurial. Say that word for me.
You know, Entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship?
Listen.
Entrepreneurship. Yeah, that's good. We're going to talk about some entrepreneurship.
Let's do it.
That's a good start.
All right.
Listen, we have to label them all as explicit because that's just how
it just comes out. The episode with Jesse was probably the most explicit one.
That was a good one, yeah. I did have a really good handshake moment on the last one, though.
Is that code?
What?
Yeah.
What's a handshake moment?
When I was talking about the handshake, remember, I was like, I don't want no limp. Funny as hell. That was really bad. So if y'all didn't listen to that one, go ahead and go back to that one at Grand Central Brewing because totally went off topic on that one.
That one was really funny.
I also blame the freezer.
Yeah, we had to put our equipment had to cool down.
Oh, no. You put it in the freezer?
In the freezer.
Yeah, that little guy, I had it plugged in. So here's the funny thing. I had that plugged into power. Mm-hmm. Oh, the screen shuts off to save battery. I had it plugged into power while also streaming to my phone while also doing something else, and it just could not handle it. It was like, we're done. Mm. We're done. We got like.
They're like, y'all are too hot for us.
Too hot.
Exactly.
Y'all are too hot.
I'm hot. She's hot. You're hot.
So take off all your clothes.
I don't think we can do that in here. I mean, we probably could.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to. Well, I thought you meant like for licensing purposes. We do not have licenses to that song.
No.
That was just Lori singing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true.
Right.
I know,
Just like it. All right. People were confused, and then we're going to get sued, so I had to make it clear for everybody else.
Ay, Dios míos.
But today we're going to be talking about, it's Pride Month. So if you're listening to this when it comes out, it's June 2024. But if you're listening to it any other time, it's also June 2024. So we're going to talk about Pride Month. Melvin is part of the Alphabet Mafia.
That's me.
In his community. So mm-hmm. we're going to let him kind of kick it off a little bit first and let him spill his heart and his guts. And then Lori and I will chime in and give our 2 cents, our 2 bits.
I love it. Okay, perfect. So yeah. Pride Month. So what I wanted to talk about was, keeping with the theme of Pride, I wanted to play off of some words. So I'm going to stick to what I initially wanted to talk about, and that is coming out, but not in the sense of Pride Month and coming out. I mean, obviously, we're here for you if you need that. If you need to talk to anybody.
If you want to whisper it, it's fine.
It's fine. We're here for you.
We won't judge you.
We love you. Anyhow, I want to talk about coming out in the sense of showing up. And showing out. I think we live in a world where even me, I'm very big on social media, very big on the digital world, the techie world, the, behind the computer screen world. It's huge. It's not going anywhere. It's getting more and more involved as we go. But what I really want to focus on is the power of coming out of your home, coming out of your office, coming out of your lair, your hidden little bubble. For some of you, it may be a coffee shop. You just go there and work. Which is great because it's at least a little bit of a networking opportunity. But, one thing with this entire team in this room is we are really big on going out, meeting people, shaking hands, making relationships, building those bonds with people in an old school organic fashion. There's a lot you can do online. You can't really meet everyone at all times, but there's just a lot of power in just getting out there and networking. Mm-hmm. So for some of you, it may just be going to the bar. When you go to the bar, maybe not just sit by yourself. Talk to some people. If you see someone, compliment them. The sad part about this whole thing is we live in a world, too, where people will compliment people. And then you look at it like, oh, my God, that was so weird. Why are they're being creepy? They might just be being nice. Let's just go into everything with the lens of, they're not being creepy. If it evolves into creepiness, then you know what to do. Move on.
I think your gut will tell you. A creepy situation, or this is just someone who's just outwardly nice and is complimenting me. Like, maybe I did rock that outfit that night, and it's nice to hear someone say, you look amazing.
100%.
And not in a creepy way. And girls for girls. I love compliments from girls more than I love compliments from men.
Love your shoes. Your hair's so pretty. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Lori tried to compliment someone at Walmart the other day. That did not go well.
Oh. Oh,
it
please.
It was the funniest shit
The people
I've ever
of Walmart
heard.
Don't like compliments.
I said it 3 times, and he just
I don't think he's speaking English.
What did you say?
His hair was really cool. And I was like, oh, I really like your hair. And he just looked at me. So I said it again. And he looked at me again. I said it one more time.
Did you like point to your head and like give the thumbs up?
And he was a worker there, but I was like, okay.
And I just started hysterically laughing out loud because he just, I don't think he spoke English because he kind of like looked up and went, I don't know what he said, but it was just a bunch of noises I couldn't really make out. But he looked offended. Like he was really like, I don't know what. Maybe he thought we were mad he was on his break. I don't know. But his hair was cool.
It was, like, was really cool.
Frosty white almost. It was kind of cool.
It was like a silver color.
Yeah.
It was like a silver. And it was just
that silver.
Very cool.
Silver fox.
But he
silver.
Was young.
Yeah, so he was young.
He was younger. It was more like a gray silver.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she gave him a compliment, really cool. And he looked at her like, I'm still turning, like, my neck is sore. So weird. But he gave her a compliment, and he was like, he didn't know what the fuck to do with it. Like,
yeah. Well, I wouldn't recommend maybe having conversations at Walmart. I would kind of stick to...
Target.
Walmart, like, if I'm at Walmart and someone tries to talk to me, I will run away. But if same day, same person, only because I don't want to be there. I'm just there because I have to be. And it's not... It's Walmart gives me the someone's going to try to steal my child vibe. I don't know why that is.
Walmart does, yeah.
I've watched too many videos where that happens, and now I just have this like fear that there's predators there. And it's not like I go to Walmart for the essentials just like everybody else does. But I go in and I get out, and I'm usually no makeup, no bra.
Mission impossible.
You know what I mean?
No makeup, no
bra. No makeup, no bra.
No makeup, no bra, no service.
No, yeah, no cares. No cares given. There was another word. We're explicit already. Might as well say it. But they, when you're at a place where people are kind of just getting their stuff done, like maybe not the best place. But like if you're at a restaurant or if you're at a networking event, and you see somebody across the table and you're just like, wow, that person's like, you know, giving off this vibe. Go say something to them.
Something.
Like, it's not going to offend them. They're there to be noticed probably because they're also trying to network. And you can get a vibe off of the conversation whether or not you want to go any further than that. But getting out, coming out. And doing those things, people who are introverts can do this. Tony raised his hand in the back. He's like, I am. And look, he's here. He's out and about.
He is out and about.
He's out and about. Yeah. Got him out of his house. In fact, we're here at this co-working space in Lutz that Melvin discovered. Tony discovered. I never knew this was here.
Yeah.
But this is a place also where if you have a job where it's just kind of you and your headphones and your laptop, come here and go to these common spaces where people can meet you and you can introduce your line of work. Mm-hmm. You'll never know what kind of business can come from that. I've made lots of partnerships at our other co-working space with lenders, attorneys, people like that in the same line of business where I never would have met them any other way.
And market yourself 100%. Too when you're at those places, right? Mm-hmm. Like Melvin and I were talking about getting skins for the iPads or, you know, the t-shirt, you know, something mm-hmm. with your business on it or something like that. And this way, sometimes if it's up, people will notice it and then they'll talk to you. I remember when I was an agent, I used to have beach towels made, and the beach towel was my business card. And whenever I'd go to the beach or the pool, I'd put it over the back of my chair.
Yeah.
And people would talk to me all the time. You know, again, like you can market yourself quietly without, you know, whatever, but you're still kind of doing it, you know, in kind of a roundabout way. So, you know, if you're not an extrovert, you're not comfortable talking to people or whatever, there's other kind of ways that you can do it where maybe they'll come ask you a question. Like if they see you're a loan officer, if they see you're in real estate, or, you know, if they see you're in title and they notice something, they may come up and start talking to you also. So...
Well, like my on the back of, it's not this laptop because it's on my other one, but I should probably put it back on this one. It's a sticker and it says, ask me about real estate. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say anything about title. It doesn't say that I'm
about my winner. That comes to my mind. I love that movie.
Wait, what is it?
You know that movie where he's in the hot dog suit and he's like, ask me about my winner.
Don't
remember?
I don't. Oh,
well, that's what comes to mind.
Okay.
I love to derail her. It's great.
Yeah. Like,
this is why I have to keep notes.
Yeah.
Because he will send me on a tangent, and now I'm thinking about wieners. So
literally send her down the train. Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
It's almost the 4th of July. That's going to come
it
back
is.
Up. Yeah. You look like the 4th of July.
Oh, I
makes
love
me want
that.
A hot
I
dog real bad.
She's so funny.
I love her.
But you're right on topic. I mean, like, what one thing that I do that I kind of took from my coach does it, so I kind of took the idea from her. And oddly enough, it's dunks. She loves the Nike dunks, which I cannot wait to get a pair because I haven't had them in ages. But she kind of brought up, like, she wears cool shoes everywhere she goes because that's a conversation starter. Mm-hmm. You know, so I started taking that idea. That's why I got these crazy, like, lime green, and I have, like, pink and purples. And, you know, eventually I'll get some more. I got in trouble for buying some.
You get complimented on your outfits a lot.
A lot, because they're extra. Mm-hmm. You know, I keep it extra. Extra. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but it does. It's a conversation starter. I can't tell you how many times I've gone somewhere and someone starts to talk to me. Oh, man, your shoes are so cool. And that's like the icebreaker, and then we're just talking the whole time. I was just talking to my husband, actually. He was telling me his friend that he works out with at the gym. He does a lot of marketing and business stuff, too, meetings. I forget what company he's with, but he's always out and about marketing and selling. But his thing is, you know, he dresses up really nice in his polo and stuff, so his shirt's tucked in. But he always wears a really cool belt. So it's really funny as I just started doing that. I have a
That is a fun belt.
I know. I have a Rugrats belt. You know, so I found these at, oddly enough, you know the company Odd Socks?
They make those
Yeah. Yes.
You know their headquarters is in Pinellas?
No.
Yeah, Odd Socks World Headquarters is in Pinellas. And I ran across it one day leaving Chad's house, like helping him do videos. And I was like, well, I'm going to pop in. And they have a whole like storefront there and their headquarters. So these were like $11. I was like, cool, I'll buy some. Nice. You know, but like even that, he's like, I wear these cool belts because it's a conversation starter at these events that I go to or these people that I meet. They always like, oh, I love that show or oh, I love that thing. So it doesn't always for you introverts that are like not like me and Carrie and Lori who could just talk to a wall and get it to buy something, you know.
Sure.
just do something like that. Do something subtle enough to where someone comes up to you, because most of you guys that are introverts, you're okay if someone initiates the conversation.
Right.
You're just not comfortable initiating it.
Right. You
know? You
can carry the conversation. You're just not comfortable initiating it.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So find your alternative. Find a way to get out. Find a way to network. Find a way to find your groove. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a bar, it's a bar. If it's a brewery, it's a brewery. You know, if it's
a dog park, it's a dog park.
A dog park, you know? So there's ways
dog
to do that.
Dog parks are actually great.
They are.
A great meeting place. If you are a dog person, like, we talk about this a lot. And people say, I'm really boring. What am I going to post on my social media? I'm so boring. And then they're like, you realize they have a dog and they absolutely love their dog. And if you look at their social media, it's all their dog. And I'm like, cool. Are you like going to the dog events, like these dog meetups, these dog parks, these dog bars? There's so many bars.
There's
especially
so many now.
So many.
You can bring your dog. And people want to come up and talk to you and talk about your dog. Yeah. Like, imagine bringing that up a level and then like having something funny, like a funny leash on your dog, or like dressing your dog up for a special holiday, like your dog's dressed up for 4th of July or whatever. Like, people are going to come talk to you. And now it's about your dog. It's friendly. It's warm. And now you carry this on conversation. Like, what do you do for a living?
Right.
And they say, oh, I'm, you know, I'm in finance. You're like, cool. And then what are they going to say right after they say that? Well, what do? You're going to ask you. And then you're going to say, I'm actually in real estate. I do title. I'm an agent. I'm in financing, whatever it is. And then the conversation takes it from there.
Yeah. Because people are comfortable talking about their dogs and their kids.
Right.
You know.
True.
So.
True.
Those are two things that you can.
Julia
really
does. Again, bringing back to Julia. Julia, you are like the topic of discussion today.
Julia, are your ears burning?
Between your whispers.
Julia.
So between your dog and your whispers, like, this is great. So
whisperer, literally.
Your new engagement. Congratulations from all of us.
Congrats. We're cheersing you in our studio right now.
Cheers.
Let's water. Is that bad luck? I'm sorry.
You didn't have to say. You could have let the mind wander. You know? But no, like, she has, I think she has, like, a bandana? Is that what you call them for the dog?
Yeah,
a little bandana. Sure. I think she has one that says, like, my mom's a realtor.
Yeah, so cute.
Oh, my God, adorable.
Yeah, so, I mean, just little subtle things like
little
that. She's at the dog park, and boom, her dog, you know.
Yeah.
Another thing, so I have a realtor friend of mine that she goes out all the time to theme parks. She's a theme park enthusiast. She loves theme parks. So her thing is, I got her hooked up. Susie. So I got her hooked up with Popple, obviously, because that's my favorite business card.
It is.
You know, and what she did was she took her QR code and added it to the back of her backpack that she wears. It's just a little string bag, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, she brings her string bag, and obviously you're in line with hundreds of people. They're going to sit back behind you and just be like,
I love that idea.
She's gotten a couple deals. She's made some really good connections. She's met other realtors at theme parks and has, like, networked and done things with them.
So that works for her. Why not?
It does. And she wants to get into the Orlando market. And she wants to sell the lifestyle of, like, hey, you can live here and scoot over to Universal. And, hey, this beautiful restaurant's opening. Like, you can do this throughout your day. And her just having a QR code in her backpack is It works.
She needs like a picture with Mickey and like Mickey pointing to the QR code.
Oh, that's cute.
That would be cute. Something like
that.
Yeah.
Tell her to do that.
So cute.
So where does her QR code go? To Popple?
Yep.
Okay. So on her, so when we talk with realtors, when they have the Popples, we always recommend Popple as our number one. We should get sponsored by freaking Popple.
Yeah.
Popple, are you listening? Popple?
I'm going to send this to Jason. Jason, I'm going to text you.
We literally recommend you as the number one business digital business card out there.
Always.
All the time. Uh-huh. So when they scan it and they open up the digital business card, it needs to be everything. Mm. People will just leave it at like phone number, email, Facebook. And no. Everything. Like, video of your last trip to Disney World, especially if you're going to do something like that. The video, so people get a sense of what you're about and what you're knowledgeable of.
Yeah. Right.
So that they're not just like, oh, I'm not going to call you. But like, oh, maybe they watched this video. And as you know, from the insights on the inside of Popple, you can look and see what people are clicking on and what is attracting people. And then you can post and add more things like that to your business card.
See what's working.
Right. It's a very powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have one, all of us here can get you access to one. If you're listening and you know in any of us in IRL, then get yourself one.
IRL.
For sure.
I like that. But yeah, that's been on my heart this month, you know. And, you know, obviously, you know, I just big shout out to all of the supporters of my community. You know, this month, it's a lot for a lot of people. It's a lot for me. You know, it's like rainbow vomit on everything. I get it. You know, but there's so much more to it than that. You know, so if you know anyone that, you know, is in the community that, you know, has had issues or maybe their family doesn't support them, been there, done that, I've been through, we can go on for days about what I've been through with this whole thing, just being with who I'm with, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In the military, I mean, you name it, it's just not been the best, you know, experience. You know, just be there for someone, you know? So that's going to be like the end of what I want to talk about with the whole coming out thing is, if you know someone that has recently came out, or if you know someone in, you know, in that idea of coming out, not our business version, just be there for them. You know, you don't, just no judgment, just be there for them. You don't have to ask a bunch of dumb questions and like be annoying with it. Just be supportive. And sometimes being supportive is just being there for them and doing nothing. You know what I mean? Just letting them know that you're here for nothing, you know?
Right.
But that's all I had there. Just get off your ass, get out there, meet people, you know, and if your brokerage is doing an event or, you know, your title company's hosting a content day, we do those a lot. Just get out there and network, you know, don't go into it with this mindset of like, what am I going to get out of this? Oh, I don't really need pictures, or, oh, this is going to be a waste of time because all they're going to do is have a couple drinks and this and that. Or, oh, I don't want to go. Here's one. I don't want to go because it's hosted by a lender. Like, okay, great. Are you not like secured enough in your understanding of who you work with that you can't show up and not work with the lender? Like, what's wrong with you? Get over it. Like, if you should be good enough in your business to say, hey, you know what? I'm just here to network. I really, you know, I'm good. I'm here for Lori. I'm here for Melvin. I'm here for Carrie. Like, I got a lender. Yeah. Just be respectful. Like, hey, I have a lender I do a lot of business with. Are they going to approach you? Maybe. You know, are they going to try to do something afterwards? Maybe. You know, but it's super easy to just be like, hey, listen, I'm comfortable, but I will keep you in mind if something goes south. Because sometimes things don't work out. Sometimes you have relationships with people that are really strong, but they may not have the product that you need or the service that you have. Or maybe they're really good at like refis, but they suck at purchase. You know, like, who knows? I think it's huge to just get out there and network.
Have a backup.
Keep a backup. And, you know, for those who listened to last episode, a little plug. Little thing that I took, and actually I did it today when I at the nail place and we got our little pedicure meeting.
Melvin got his nails done today.
Aww. I did get my nails done. No, I had to get these toes fixed because I was like, oh.
I need mine done too.
I hate when these men wear these sandals and it looks like tails from the crypt.
Claws.
Like claws. And no, ma'am. But no, I mean, like, I took an idea from her playbook and listened to the last episode, but basically the Cliff Notes version is anytime a coach meets someone, she takes it down in her notepad, their name, where she met them, and kind of what the interaction was between that person.
And he means
huge.
The phone notepad.
Phone notepad, yeah, obviously. I mean, unless you're old school and you carry around a composition book, but I mean.
I mean, I
do. You?
I do.
I know you do.
Well, but I also like colors.
Girl's still on paper calendars.
Hey.
Oh, listen, I just stopped
so
those
So probably
few
why
years
she didn't
ago.
Know where this was, because it wasn't on the paper calendar, but it was, it was on the digital one for sure.
Oh, was the location on?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Of course it was.
It was.
You know how I roll. Come on now.
I didn't even think to look.
Definitely was.
That was my first thing when I was talking to Lori and Tony. I was like, listen, I'm just going to let you know in advance I'm a calendar whore. If it's not on the calendar, it doesn't exist, and I won't go.
No, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. Like, and you should live your life that way.
Yeah.
And I try to, but I also, I sync my paper with my my real one every couple of days.
What kind of paper do you have? That's so cool.
That it sinks.
I look at it with my eyeballs.
It must be a new thing Apple made, like Apple paper.
Apple paper. And then I go, I got the Apple pencil. It's not on here. And then I put it on there sometimes. I'm not saying this is a fail-proof. It's I'm working on it. I'm getting there.
Okay. I think Melvin said you and I were a lot alike when it came to that stuff.
Yeah.
When it came to that stuff.
We have a lot going on. You know, we got hair to do and makeup. You don't have to do that.
You just get up, shower, and you're out the door.
I mean, you do coordinate your outfits quite well.
You do.
I will say.
I try.
Yeah.
I try. Okay. What's on your heart? What's on your mind? What's on your soul?
So I was going to talk about... Can I do mine like that? And then
you can totally whisper. I want to see how long you can go whispering, though. I feel like you're just going to break in the middle of it and be like, shit, I forgot.
I have kids. I can whisper all night long.
It looks so natural for you. Like, it hurts to whisper for me. I'm Hispanic, I guess. Yeah, like, I feel I'm naturally loud.
Yeah, well, so am I. So yeah. It's the Italian in me.
Let's try.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Are you? Okay. I really hope this comes through, though, on your car speakers and stuff.
It'll be fine. Oh, God.
Jessica!
What the heck was that?
Okay. So, one of the things I was talking about with another lender at one point was, is it better to be better than your competition, or is it better to be different than your competition? And this is a good one for us to talk about since we're obviously our competitors, but friends.
Right.
So, do we compete with each other to be better at whatever it is we do? Or do we offer different things and say, go with what makes sense for you?
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
Yeah.
And I have mixed emotions about that because I can see the benefit to both sides.
It's quite a good conversation.
I feel like there's a lot of things that are similar between us already, but it's hard to say that you do things better. I don't know. That's a tough one. I think for me, it would probably be, which I hope I'm getting it right, but I think for me, it would probably be better.
Better is more beneficial and different.
Well, you know what? I think I might change that. Uh-huh. I think I might go with different in the fact of not necessarily things we do, but benefits we bring, if that makes sense. So what I mean is, we all do content. We all use Popple. We all, you know, do pre-list searches, right? So those are things that are going to be similar. But when I say better, it's hard to do different, right? Because there's just not that much out there to do differently. But better would be more like, be that relationship based, go to the open houses that a lot of title, you know, reps don't go to, take them out to celebrate something nice on the boat like we do, or at a nice restaurant, or, you know, again, if they got a new puppy, send them a congratulations on your puppy. I think it's the little intimate things that you do differently that make you better.
Right.
If that makes sense.
So, like, I have to go back to whispering.
Told you it was hard.
I forgot. It wasn't that it was hard. I just forgot. So, my thought was Melvin is very big on tech.
Right.
Tech genius.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought that to our partnership. And now he's going to bring that to your partnership.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that tech is just going to explode.
Yep.
I can't compete with that. There's no way. So, my difference is going to be I'm going to offer something different in a different way. Because we're going to have the same things that are similar between the companies.
So what would be your different?
Oh, I can't tell you.
I can't tell you, then I would have
to. She's like, you. Sign this NDA.
Sign this here and I'll tell you.
Was that used properly, Tony?
Yeah.
Sign the NDA? Okay, good.
I did it?
No, that was proper. Oh, okay, I get it messed up a lot between an NDA and a non-compete.
Oh.
It's like a thing of mine. He's like, why do you keep saying NDA? It's a non-compete. I'm like... I don't know.
What is the difference?
I do.
So a non-compete means you can't work for a competitive company. Non-disclosure
can't talk
means
about
you
it.
Can't talk about what one has.
I see.
Have non-disclosures in them.
Okay. So non-competes have non-disclosures in them. So
that makes sense.
It's really a NCNDA.
An NCDA.
It's a lot of letters.
NCD says you.
Says you.
NCAA. Oh, LGBTQIA+.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, keep adding letters. Too many letters, y'all.
It's a lot of. It's a lot of letters now.
That's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, employment agreement. We'll just go with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
and
throw you derailing. So different.
I'm used to it.
That's how we do.
That's how we are. I just flow. So the, yeah, I'm on the mic. I'm on that turn.
We need the speaker here.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. If that hurts your ears, if you're listening, they're probably like,
go like this. Ready?
Like screaming.
I know. I have no in between. So, like for me, I can't offer the same type of tech help that Melvin offered. I would just struggle, and that's just not my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. So I'm more of a, like, let's learn your personality and your sales personality and how to ascertain what your clients' personalities are, and then we can teach you how to use your personality against their personality to increase your conversion rates.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, like, I'm more on, like, that's just me feeding me anyway, and it's helpful to agents, just like it's helpful for agents to have that tech experience and knowledge and all of that. So it's just, it's different. And like, I still think if we don't do this, we're in the wrong, but we're going to continue, each of us, to do better and better and better at the things that we are the same, because, you know, if we're all doing the same thing and I let it go, then you guys are going to, you know, same vice versa. Mm-hmm. But so for realtors and other entrepreneurs who are listening, public platform.
Still a struggle.
Platypus. Sorry.
She's like, I'm going to say another P word.
Glad you chose that one.
Yeah, that one.
Bella was halfway there.
She's thought about it. Quickly changed it. We have to obviously stay above board with all of that stuff. But I was thinking about it because you should always, in a business that you're trying to grow yourself, you should always be finding ways to either do something better or do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're listening to that, like, decide where you would like to put your efforts in at this moment and be like, you know what? I could do customer service better. I could do follow-up better. Mm-hmm. I could do XYZ better. Or I could do this different. Everybody else is doing it this way, but my heart is telling me to do it like this. And I'm going to see how that goes. And then I'm gonna go back and look at it and say, how'd that work? That didn't work. Or I can adjust.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So as you're growing in your company, there should always be this balance of better and different. And that was what was on my heart at the time.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
I like it. I think for me, I'm kind of in between it, the better and the different. I kind of lean towards the different more than the better. Because I do kind of pride myself in being different. And I feel like there's always someone that does something better. But sometimes better isn't necessarily what you need.
Right.
You know, sometimes you need the different. And I think back to, you know, collectively I have over like 11 years in call center experience and a lot of weird trainings and things that they teach you in call center world, you know. And one thing that used to irritate me is, you know, management styles that are just like, hey, you got to do it like this. You have to learn it like this. They don't have to take the time to figure out like how to do or how to teach differently. Not everybody is the same learner. Some people are visual learners. Some people are book learners. They got to read. They got to do. Some people are hands-on learners. You know what I mean? So that's where I kind of pride myself in the different more than the better, because I feel like you can always get better at something if you spend the time doing it. And I mean, they know I'm up all night all the time. I never stop working.
Do that to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. He'll be like, at 1 o'clock in the morning, he's like, I just finished this. And I'm like, I've been in bed for 4 hours.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think if you apply yourself, you're always going to get better if you don't stop. But being different is the hard part because, like you said, I mean, we're all doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do it differently, that may be the reason why someone's more attracted to you. You know, for you, you're different is, you know, the way you teach your classes, the way you handle your people. You take them out, you know, your lunches that you do and all that. It's different. You know, you're not going at it from a perspective of like, give me your money, I want your business. You know, it's like, hey, man, how can I help you get better?
Mm-hmm.
And it's by you doing something different for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the realm that I live in, and I always want to do things differently. I always want to try new things. I always want to get to know my people and see how they benefit from whatever we have to offer. You know, and then that kind of falls along the lines of, you know, we were talking about overcoming objections and stuff the other day. And, you know, it's I think a good question to ask people, and sometimes, especially in the title world, you know, what I'm learning here is a lot of times people have these established relationships, not very different from the mortgage world, you know. You can go at it from a perspective of like, oh, why don't you use me? Or, you know, approach it with a, hey, what is it that we could do differently that may help you in your business? Mm-hmm. Like, what is it that your title company is currently doing that maybe we could do a little bit different that might work better for your situation?
Ooh, he's different and better in the same sentence.
Like, you know, I like to be better differently.
Oh!
That's a t-shirt, be better differently.
Mm-hmm. Can you make that the name of the... of the episode, be
coming
better
out.
Differently.
Coming out, be better differently.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
I like that.
With a semicolon or a colon? I don't even know.
Yeah,
a colon sounds like a medical.
And then put author platypus.
Written by platypus.
Platypus.
I would like to give some homework for anyone looking into diving into this subject a little bit differently.
Please.
Ooh, betterly. That's a word.
Betterly is not it.
That's not it.
More better.
More better. More better. So there's a book out there called The Blue Ocean Strategy. Mm. And what it means is, and I can't for the life of me think of the author, but look at him. Ooh, she's chewing ice.
I have this thing called a phone.
It's a little rectangle that connects to the internet. So he's going to look it up for me. But it's called Blue Ocean.
It's not an Android, so it works.
Love you. And basically the overall theory of the book is when you're in a red ocean, you are against every competitor that's doing the exact same thing that you are. Think of like all the camera people, Fuji and Polaroid and Kodak and...
That one?
Yes.
Chan Kim.
Chan Kim?
Chan Kim. It's just like that, C-H-A-N-K-I-M.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, it's a really good one. I have it on Audible. The first couple of chapters, I think, are more mindset than tactical, practical uses of it. But I think just that first part is very helpful if you just want to download it and listen to it. So it's talking about when you're in a red ocean, it's red because there's blood in the water because you're going after each other. Right. You're like always competing at the same level with these other people. What you want to do is create yourself a blue ocean where you are the only shark in the water. And you are different than your competitors. Just like when Netflix came out with their CDs that they sent to you. And then instead of like
a CD.
Yeah, that's how they started. Netflix was a mail order. Yeah, you would get your disc online.
You would order them.
And they would mail it to you.
Wow.
And then Redbox came out.
Oh, I remember Redbox.
Took them out.
But who did it replace?
Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. So Blockbuster was up against all the other small rental places, and they were all doing the same thing. And then Netflix said, I'm going to create my own blue ocean. Mm-hmm. I'm going to create this order by mail service. And then it went to the go pick it up at the Walgreens Redbox service. And then it became, now you can stream online. Now everyone is streaming online. So what's going to be the next blue ocean after that? Who knows?
The crazy progression from that is like, it progressed from like more and more instant gratification. It went from like, you got to wait a week for it to show up in the mail to, hey, you could just go across the street now to get it at Redbox.
No.
And then it's like, nah, we want it instantly. We don't want
to
wait.
Yeah. And if you have to wait, it is the most painful 5
Netflix
minutes
still
ever.
puts out some bangers.
Netflix is one of my favorite streaming.
I just finished The Dance with the Devil thing.
Oh, I watched it. I watched it last whatever.
I finished Netflix like last
night. I watched
all of it
like all in one night.
It was
so good.
Yo, Dancing with the Devil, if you haven't watched it, it's about the TikTok dancing cult. Oh my gosh.
It was really, really good. Another one that's really good is, who's the guy from Dumb and Dumber? Not Jim Carrey, the other guy.
Oh,
it's called...
I see his face.
It's called...
I see him sitting on the toilet in that one scene.
Oh, my God. I love that movie. It's still one of my favorite movies. So you're saying I've got a chance. God, I forgot his name. But his new movie on there, it's like 5 episodes.
Jeff Daniels.
So look up, see if it shows the name of it. It's like The Fall Man or something. It's so good. You have to watch it.
You haven't watched it. It's a must watch. We have a Lori's must watch list.
Yeah.
Jeff Daniels Fallout?
Yep, that's it. Is it Fallout? No.
Fallout is a different one. That's that.
No, no, no. It's his newest one.
Oh.
One about the...
But it does have Fall in the title.
Fall Guy?
No, because that's the one with Ryan, what's his name?
Gosling,
which by the way, he looks so hot in that movie. I went and saw it with my daughter and I looked at her because I've never thought he was like super attractive. But we were watching that, and I looked at her. I was like, I kind of have a crush on Ryan Gosling after this one.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I did.
You didn't think he looked good in it?
No, 100%. Yeah. But I'm more of a chubby Batman fan. Like, I'm a Ben Affleck boy.
Chubby Bat fan man.
Bat fan
I'm
man?
More of a Jason Momoa. That's my type.
Are you?
That's my
really?
Type.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I could see yes. that, I guess. Yeah. He's. Huh.
That's my type.
Yeah.
He's kinda like
or if you're into the book world, if you're into the world that I just left of ACOTAR.
Hey, are you into books?
Are you into books? Do you like books?
Let's do book things.
Playing book things. The ACOTAR series had a like chokehold on me, and like I'm all of my Instagram is just that. That's it. It's learned my love language, which is Bat Boy, apparently. So
Bat Boy.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you won't understand until you read the series or you watch anything about
Does
it.
Does he turn into Chubby Batman?
Yeah. I don't think you'd have any problem falling in love with these characters. But anyway, we digress.
We went
from what's coming out to better than different. Lori, what's on your heart?
Oh, I mean, I was just here for you guys. I think it was what would Lori do?
Oh. What would Lori do?
I think we were planning all questions to finish with what would Lori
do? What would Lori
do? I don't know. I'm very, I'm a little indecisive today.
Hmm.
Like maybe ask me something. I don't know. Let's see. What's on my heart? No.
I have questions. Like, I do. Let's go through some
we
of your
have
stuff.
Some things.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sometimes.
Also, I'd like to throw out there, Netflix is killing it. What is going on with Amazon Prime? Like, they ain't never got nothing.
Yeah, what's going on with them?
Really? I have Prime, but I never stream on there.
There ain't a damn thing on Prime.
Really?
Apple TV is nice, but Apple TV is like the high-end
Hulu's catching
up
a little bit.
Are they with what?
I don't. I just hear Hulu all the time. Listen, I'm just waiting for the summer shows to come out. Like, right now, I'm just sad because there's nothing out. Like, I need my Love Island to come out, my Big Brother to come out.
Oh, see? Oh, you're a Big Brother?
Oh,
we are obsessed.
What?
With Big Brother. All right, deal.
I
watch parties at the house.
Love Big Brother.
We're gonna do smoked pizzas and Big Brother.
Oh my god, let's do it. Maybe a Blackstone.
Maybe a Blackstone.
So I'm obsessed with Dateline. I'm a Dateline in 2020 person and ID Discovery. So
here we go. I have a good one that I would like to hear Lori's take on this.
Okay.
Because I don't
know what Lori would do.
What would Lori do? What would Lori do if this was. I don't even know how to phrase this. I'm stressed.
Oh, great.
The obstacle is the way. This is from our notes from our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So the obstacle is the way is the like theme of this question. There is really no question, but like, what do you think about that statement? The obstacle is the way.
So to give you some context, like the obstacle is the way. Like it's basically kind of thrown out there a theory of like, hey, the obstacle is what you need to get to that next step. You know, a lot of people look at obstacles like
a bad thing.
A bad thing, you know, but the obstacle is the way to get to the next level. The obstacle is the way to excel and exceed and become more than, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I think it's just like with everything in life, right? Is if things come easy and you're comfortable, you're not going to excel. You're not going to go to the next level. You're going to, if you're comfortable and there's no obstacles in your way and you're selling, you know, 3 homes a month, you're going to continue to sell 3 homes a month. What's going to be the difference? So obstacles can be really, really good. And I have them all the time. I mean, you know, Tony knows I'll call him and I'm having a moment. There's, you know, a giant buffalo in the front of the road that I want to take, you know, and I'm like, how do I get over this?
Buffalo.
I was trying to think of something big.
You work in other states of Florida?
Let's just do alligator. There's a giant 13-foot alligator in the middle of the road. And I'm like.
Lori's working in Montana.
Yeah. Yellowstone.
So there's a bison in the street.
Bison. Yeah, that's bigger. There's an elephant in the road. Okay. An elephant I would just go pet, though. So whatever. You know.
Stomped on.
Stomped on. I know.
Okay, so this giant alligator.
So this alligator, and you have to figure out, right, if success is at the other side where you know you're going to get 6 per month, how do we get to that? And I think it just comes down to being comfortable with the uncomfortable. Like, if you're not big on social media, get comfortable
there
on
you
it.
Go.
If you're not great with cold calling,
Reach.
Get comfortable with it. If you're not, you know, comfortable with networking, get comfortable with it. And it doesn't have to be that you're an expert in it, but get over that obstacle.
Well, what's your obstacle right now?
I would probably say
like the biggest thing that you struggle with on like a
the tech stuff for me. Tech. I'm very old school. I've been in this business. You are in luck.
I'm going to introduce you, you to my friend Melvin.
Do you? You know, I have been in this 20 years, but I'm still very old school. I mean, I still believe it's, you know, all about the relationship. If they know me and they like me, they're going to use me, you know, that whole thing. Kind of like
very true.
Kind of like you with the paper calendar. Like, I've never really put stuff in my calendar. I just remember what I have every week. And but now that I'm getting older, yes, I am. It doesn't maybe stick in there as much as I should. Right. You know, so I am trying to put things in the calendar. And plus, we're sharing the calendars now so we can see what everyone's doing. But I think tech is my biggest obstacle at this point. Like, I didn't have Popple before Melvin came. I didn't, you know, we just started sharing our calendars, you know, a couple months ago. So I think for me, it's just kind of getting into the new age of technology, not realizing that even just my phone, right? Even just my iPhone can do so many things that I didn't know that I've been learning, you know? And it's like, wow, so now I'll send a text and I'm, you know, sending a sticker or I'm sending this. Like, how cute would it be to send a text to an agent and then on top of it, send a sticker of their dog?
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? Like stuff like that is just the personal thing. So
especially
I think,
if they have no idea how you did that. Then
right.
Like,
right.
Oh, conversation starter.
Do that. Yeah. I'll show you next time I see you.
Yeah.
And then you have something to talk about.
Right. So I think that's probably, you know, I'm comfortable with social media. I'm comfortable initiating a conversation. I'm comfortable with being, you know, out. I'm comfortable with asking for the business, even though I don't always do that. Again, it's more about the relationship, like we all are. We're all that.
Right.
So I think it's just kind of getting into the new age of the tech stuff and learning that and really just learning how it could benefit me so that I can share it with others on how it could benefit them.
Right.
Right. So I'm going to wrangle in that alligator or bison, whatever. And, you know, Melvin's, you know, teaching us a lot. And I do think that was the one thing, like, you know, Milestone's a great company. I love everything about it. But we were lacking a little bit on the tech side. And I'll be honest, and Tony and I have talked about it, you know, he's techie, he's fine. But there definitely was a lot of little things that we didn't know, or I don't know, you know, and that sort of thing. So I'm trying to get over that alligator on that.
And I think if tech is a problem for like an agent or someone who's starting their own business, they're like, I don't have time to learn it, right? I don't have time to learn it. I don't have time to do this. I don't have to do this. Have you ever heard the book, It's Not Who, It's How? Or no.
Something like that.
Okay. It's not the who, it's the how. Or it's not the how, it's the who. It's the other way around.
Mm. Yeah, I've read Horton Hears a Who.
That's what I heard too.
Tony knows what I'm talking about back here. But it's not the how, it's the who. If you don't know how to do something, you need to know to leverage your time and get someone.
Find out from who.
Right. Yeah. So like you guys, you don't know need to know how because you hired someone who knows how. So like if you're starting that business and you're stuck at this, right, and your goal is to be better and higher and bring in more income or whatever the goal is, you have to leverage your time by hiring someone who knows how to do the things that you don't know how to do, because it's going to exhaust you, your time, your resources, everything.
And so, you get frustrated and then you don't want to do it. And, you know, I mean, I've been there with that. I'm like, ah,
right.
And then I just don't do it.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it's like it gets frustrating. And you have to look at it, too. Like, right. Tampa Bay is a little bit different area, too. Right. So when I was back in home warranty, I had Orlando and Tampa. Orlando has a very, very young real estate community. They're all in their 20s, 30s. They all dress, I don't want to say that, but a lot of them dress like they're going to the nightclub. Oh, for real.
Like those really tall stilettos that are clear and like should have like a goldfish in them.
Yeah, those. Yeah. And then like the, you know, the low blouses and super tight dresses. But anyway, back to what I was saying.
The same ones that'd be like, why are people looking at me like,
yeah,
I don't know, like, looked in the mirror.
But Tampa has, I mean, I don't know a percent, but I would say maybe 40%, 45% are very established agents that have been in it 10 years or longer that are maybe in their 40s and 50s and that sort of thing. So they're a little old school too and may not know all the techie stuff. Then you have the young ones that are just coming in or all in their 20s and they know the techie. So you kind of have that like 30 to 40 range where they could use the help in the tech stuff, which is where we all would come in. And then you could also teach the younger ones and the newer agents kind of the old school stuff that really, really works. So I think you kind of have to know both. Right. Because you really want to cater to what's important to them or what they need to learn to get them to the next level. Does that make sense?
Right.
What I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You kind of have to be whatever on both. You know what I mean? Like you can't just be you. If you're only techie, you're not really building that relationship.
Right.
If you're only building that relationship, right, you're not really into the tech side. It's hard to do both. Yeah. But I think that's some of the most successful agents nowadays are the ones that can bring all and mesh that all together. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree. So, I agree with that.
I think the piece I think is helpful when it comes to like the challenges part, like overcoming the challenges, you know, getting over the alligator in the road.
Mm-hmm.
Support, having a team, a person, a manager, a boss behind you that supports you in those challenges. You know, if you're stuck on a challenge and this is just a PSA. I had a conversation with a really good friend of mine this morning, you know, and I think it was a great conversation. It's going to change the trajectory of the career. You know, but like if you feel like you're in a position where whoever you're working with and or for and or, you know, a part of, mm-hmm, and you feel like you have to hold back on speaking about your challenges and whatever your role is, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, because like that is not for you. You should have someone behind you that supports you and doesn't look down on you because you don't know something or because you have questions about something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in, I mean, we all, you know, for those of us that have children, you know, I always try to teach them, like, dude, like, ask questions. Don't feel so scared to not know, mm-hmm, something. It's not knowing something and, mm-hmm, staying quiet that's not going to work out for you in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so having support, I think, is huge. And then to your topic about, you know, like knowing the tech and like not knowing the tech and putting in the time, you know, like social, you guys have heard me say this a million times, but you either spend the time or you spend the money. There's not really a lot of in between.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take that outside of social media and apply that to so many things. You either spend the time or you're going to spend the money on someone who is going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a lot of worlds we live in where you could just, you know, do one or the other,
right,
you know. So for those of you that don't have the money, then take the time. And this is one of the most irritating things, whether it's a friendship relationship, business relationship, whether it's just yourself. You need to be self-aware. One of the things that irritates me, especially in a relationship world, it's something we've talked about and got over in our own personal relationship like a lot, is I be transparent. Like, don't sit there and tell me, oh man, I just don't have time. Well, I've seen you sit on your phone and play Monopoly Go for 4.5 hours today. You've been Candy Crushing for 3 years.
Hey,
Candy Crushing.
You know, like,
leave me off. I just hit level 10,250.
Right.
It's taken me like 9 years.
Which is fine. We all need an outlet. For me, it becomes Call of Duty when I get a chance to do it. Like, it's the only video game I'll play, you know, but very rarely do I have the time to do that because I'm actually sitting at my computer, like, tweaking something or learning something, learn how to fly a drone or learn all the settings on my new camera.
So,
like,
we all have different outlets.
Yeah, we all have an outlet.
What's yours? Oh, reading. Yeah.
I'm a book dragon.
See, I'm not.
I'm a book dragon.
I can read a whole page and then I'm like, what did I
just
read?
I forget everything.
I get lost in the world. Whether it's self-help or I read romantic-y books, mm-hmm, that's like romance but not normal. They have to be some kind of like...
Dirty?
There has to be a level of spice, but they also have to be not real people.
Oh.
They have to be like things that are not real.
Yeah.
Because otherwise...
Yeah,
it's just too much like real life.
I'll do Audible for sure.
I'll do Audible, but I have to do. I can't do Audible while I'm working because I won't listen. I have to do it in the car when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
same.
Same.
You know, which helps because my car drives me. So sometimes I just listen.
Ugh,
it is great.
Spoiled. But you know, like you have to have support group. You know, and you have to be self aware. You can't sit there and it would irritate me. I feel better if you tell me, hey man, I do this all the time and it's almost too much now. Like I did it last night. I was talking to my husband. I'm like, listen, like, I'm not going to lie and say I haven't had the time to put all the new faucets on the house, but when I do have the time, I just don't want to do it.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you can't get mad at someone for doing that, but you can get mad if someone's like, I haven't had the time to finish that. You just sat there and played Candy Crush for 3 hours. You had the time. You chose to do something else, which is fine because you need that sometimes. You need an outlet. But don't tell me you didn't have time. You know, and I can imagine from a management perspective, you know, I've been in management positions in the military and outside of the military, and that was one thing that used to drive me up a wall when an agent or an employee would be like, I'm so sorry I didn't finish that. I didn't have time. And I'm like, I watched you. You're always playing on your phone. What do you mean you didn't have time? That's a lie. You chose to do something different with your time, which is fine.
So what would you suggest someone say instead of I don't have time?
Just be honest.
Well, it's hard to say to your boss, like, I chose to play on my phone instead of doing the job you're paying me for. Like,
true, but I mean, they're not stupid. You know what I mean?
So what do you professionally, you know, those like that series is like, how do you professionally say, like, go F yourself?
So me personally.
How do you say that?
I would be completely transparent and be like, hey, man, you know what? I did have time to complete this, but there's a lot going on in my life. You know, there's this and that's going on. And I just mentally, I haven't really been there. I just needed to take a moment. Like, right. I would just be completely transparent with whatever's going on in life. Right. You know what I mean? And if they accept it and they like it, then that's great. You have an incredible freaking management team. You know, if they don't and they want to talk to you about it, I think they have the right to talk to you about mm-hmm. it. You know,
well, it's their company. Yeah. I mean,
think they have the full right to be like, well, okay, I totally understand that. But man, you really need to get in the game. Like, what do you need to do? And me, as you know, me and my management roles, when I had the position to do so, I would tell them, you know what, then take a day off, you know, like take a day off, take some time, get your life together real quick, and we'll, you know, we'll revisit this on Monday, you know. But then if it becomes a trend, then, I mean, you pick up on the trends, you'll know the people that are just using and abusing, right?
Yep.
But some people really do have shit going on, and sometimes it's just so powerful. I mean, Pete does it with his people. He'll notice that something's going on. He'll be like, you know what? You just take some time off for the day, or he'll put them in a position where they're just doing back office work instead of picking up the phone and answering phone calls. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like whatever power he has to shift somebody for a day, for an hour, for 4 hours, whatever it is. Hey, you know what? Just go take a long break on the company. Like go grab some lunch and just get a massage, come back and we'll reconvene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you can like ask your boss for a massage?
I mean, I don't know.
She's like, let's louder.
There's a massage lady right outside the door. No, like
we harmonized. Where were you, dude?
That was pretty good.
We need that.
Do it again.
Tenor, or what are you? What would that be?
Do it again.
An alto.
Did you guys?
Okay, wait. There was something else. Okay, so one of the things that helps me be more productive, and I wanted to make sure I mention this because I don't know if people know this, and if you're struggling with being productive, especially if you have ADHD, if you're neurospicy, do you have ADHD, Lori?
I mean,
are you diagnosed?
No.
So we do, and I don't. Neurospicy is the term for anybody that's got things like that, or autism, or Asperger's, or anything like that. That's the term that we now use in the world.
Okay.
So one of the things that helps people that are neurospicy get things done, especially if you're ADHD, is called body doubling.
Oh,
have you heard of it?
No.
Have you heard of it?
No, it sounds like it was in Fall Guy, though.
So body doubling helps me a ton. And you may not have noticed that you do this for me, but you do. When we are together working on something, I will work harder if you're next to me, whether you're helping me or not. Because someone's in the room, someone else is being productive in their own way, and it makes me be more productive. It's called body doubling. So, like,
we just had this conversation. Was it in regards to work?
With me?
No.
Oh.
Just my buddy was talking about this. I don't know. It was called body doubling. But he's like, I like to go to the gym when other people are there because, like, if someone's in the treadmill running next to me, like, I'll run more. I won't stop. I watch them until they stop. And he's like, and I can't breathe and I'm about to pass the fuck out. But, like,
it's a real thing.
I won't stop until they do because I feel like I look like I'm a little bitch.
That
like,
may be more like a competitive thing. Yeah. But like, so for example, I had to organize my closet the other day. I did not hire Lori's organizer.
In?
Yeah, I work in my closet.
So, coming out of your closet.
Yeah, it's the perfect month for it. So backstory, my closet is a bedroom that got converted into a closet and it was too big. So then I converted half of that into an office. So that's why I work in my office.
It's like Secret of the Nymph?
It is. It's like
I call it Secret of the Nymph, and I was like, oh my god, that's not the right word. It's the wrong word.
All kinds of nymphs.
I had to Google it one day. I was like, whoops, not on the corporate computer.
So you have to get to my clawfis. Is that what we call it?
Clawfis.
You have to go through my bedroom, through my bathroom, through my husband's closet, and then to So it's a maze to get back there.
Yeah.
And my kids will leave me alone because they don't want to go through all that to get to me.
Yeah.
No one knows I'm there. I can't hear anything. I can't even hear you if you're outside by the pool. I can't hear.
Can you get those beaded curtains like from the 70s?
Oh my god,
cute.
Just, I totally
like,
would.
Split them to come
I
through.
Totally would. Yeah. There's like chakras and like seashells hanging.
I was gonna say sushi hanging from the ceiling.
Sushi everywhere. It smells terrible
fishy.
In there. Something's fishy about that.
Platypus.
No wonder you're trying to come out of the closet. Tourette's of the microphone.
I got to reel this back in. Okay. We do this to like... We'd said we were going to do this to like...
We were talking about fishy and now you're reeling us
back. Now I'm reeling it back in. So I needed to organize my closet and I told my husband, I was like, I just need you to sit in the closet and you don't have to talk to me. You can just be on your phone. But if you're there, I will do something.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
So it's a medically studied thing that body doubling, especially with people who are neurospicy, it makes them stay on task for who knows what reason. I'm sure there's more studies that tell you what they are. But if you are someone who's like that, try to body double with somebody. Pick another agent who you can just go pick work at a co-working space and y'all can work next to each other, because if that works for you, you're going to be so productive that day. You don't have to talk. In fact, you shouldn't talk. Y'all shouldn't even be working on the same project together. You work on your stuff. They work on their stuff. They're next to you. Something about the presence of the other person just makes you stay on task. And if that is something you struggle with, if that is an obstacle for you, try it. Just try it. And if it doesn't work, then you can come find me and I will grovel at your feet.
See, but
link in bio.
I would have
book time
a little bit of a hard time with that, because when I'm with somebody else that is fun, I can be a little chatty Cathy and not get as much done. I think I'd have to be there.
You wouldn't be a good body doubler.
Yeah. I don't know.
Your introverted friend.
I feel like if it was someone who wasn't a friend, then that would work for me.
Or if you told them that they were there for that purpose, maybe they would be less.
Yeah.
I need you
to come over to just sit next to me, please.
Can you just sit there? I'll feed you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
I love the idea. I get the concept for sure. Yeah. I don't know if my personality works that way, unless it was someone who, like I said, wasn't a friend, or someone that I don't want to say like, because it could be whatever, but like... Yeah, that'd be a little tough.
I'd be interested to see if it works.
Because I'm the type that will talk a few minutes and then work, or work while I'm talking.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For me to sit there and just like work and have someone there, I don't know.
It works like a dream for me. And I'm
like, I picture you two talking the whole time.
But me and him, or me? Yeah. And me? Well, we do. But if we both have shit to do, and we both know we have shit to do, we will do it next to each other and not talk to each other.
True.
But you have to kind of, just like the transparency thing. You have to say it. This is not a social call.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we're getting shit done. We got shit to do. We're probably going to eat at some point.
Yeah.
You know?
And that might be different.
Always.
Right. Good. If we discuss that and we're like, okay,
we'll crumble.
These are the tasks that we have to do to... Oh, have you been over to... Sorry, you saw my face. Oh.
You got so excited.
Oh.
Have you been to Crave Cookies?
No.
Dude. We're going after this. Platypus. Okay. It's literally a
mile. We're going after this, Platypus.
I mean, I was going to say a beverage, but I'll take a cookie instead.
Are they gluten-free? Can I go?
I'm sure there are.
But I think they do have gluten-free. I've seen the menu.
You just said you haven't been there.
I've seen the menu because Pete loves cookies.
Oh my God.
I love cookies.
I like Crave better than Crumble. But the only one here in Florida or Tampa Bay is right down 54 here.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're going to be expanding, but oh dear me, they are good.
Their flavors
are just...
Oh, I love the flavor.
Oh,
it's my favorite.
It's so good. Flavor.
Yeah.
I love the flavor.
Anyway, what was I saying?
Well, we don't know, because you said
maybe I do. No, I think we were talking about like what would work, and like I think if there's a that's what I was saying. If you have a list of tasks that you have to do,
right.
So that would be for me, right? I could do it if I had a list of tasks. If I was just like, hey, Melvin, you want to come work at Hyde House with me? I would probably sit there and chat just as much as I worked, if not more.
We ordered Chick-fil-A last time. It was good.
But if we had a task of what we had to do, I would stay on that task for sure.
Right.
Right.
You have to go in it with the mindset of you're going to get shit done that day.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. So, I.
Love it. Well, listen, we went through a lot today.
We went through a lot. I like
this little conversation thing. We should do more bonus episodes.
Yeah. Little bonus episode. I'm down for it. I love this place. But yeah, cool. Do you want to end it with like your 30 seconds, say something?
Oh, yeah. My 30 second blah, blah, blah would be.
What is it? What is your
I'm gonna, you know what?
Tony's counting. You're at 7 seconds already.
I know, listen,
and you haven't said anything.
If you have lasted this long through this episode, like, yo.
You just, then you are fans.
What does Rachel say? You're a real one.
Yep, you're a real one. Well, you know, I mean, it doesn't get any better than the three of us. Just saying.
Just saying.
Valid. We are like the trifecta.
Oh. You better give the people something good.
Yeah. I'm going to give you something good. For lasting this long, for getting all the way through without the blue pill. I'm going to tell you.
Oh, my God.
Get off your butt. Get out there. Meet people. If you're going to sit back and you're going to complain about the business you don't have, Lori was talking about get comfortable with this, get comfortable with that. If you are not going to get off your ass, go out there, meet people, put in the work, put in the time, be comfortable with whatever the hell you got.
Right.
Because that's all you're going to get. Yep. And if you're going to look at these young folk and blame, oh, it's because they're younger and they're so savvy and get out there, apply yourself, find a friend, find someone who could bridge that gap for you. Take the time to learn. If I hear another person tell me they don't have time to learn their CRM, they don't have time to learn their this, they don't have time to learn their that, I'm like, take the time at the beginning and it will save you umpteen hours in the back end. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like 3 hours, 4 hours up front to set it up, input your contacts, clean things up a little bit will save you hours, mm-hmm. hours, if not days cumulatively with everything. So get out, learn.
And take the time too, right? Like probably your brokerage has some classes that will benefit you.
That.
Your vendor partners, right? I mean, look at the classes that we do between our two companies, you know, and there'll be times where we have 30 show up and there'll be times where we have two. And it's like, those are free classes for you guys as agents. You know, come in and learn. If it's something you're not comfortable with, then come in and get comfortable. Yep.
Ask.
Yeah.
If you don't see the class that you want or if you know that someone has something to offer, ask for it. Reach out to me, Carrie, Lori. Be like, hey, are you guys ever going to do a class on just how to use my iPhone?
Yeah.
Because, we can do that. Yeah. I can do an iPhone tricks class. Are you going to do a class on, like, how to do the NetSheet or how to do this?
Because there's so many things that people don't know that it's on the phones.
I know.
I just thought it made calls.
Look at that.
I didn't know.
It's called a smartphone, not a dumb phone, girl. Not
mine. What's your 30 seconds?
What's your 30 second? Blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
Brain dump.
I know. I
can go if you want. Yeah. If you want 30 seconds to think about what you're going
to
say.
Think. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So 30 seconds on the clock. When you're dividing up your week on what you're going to do, how you're going to be productive, I encourage you to break down your list of things to do into boulders and bricks. Mm-hmm. Pick the three big boulders that week that you have to get through and then identify the other smaller bricks. You need to get through the boulders first before you get the bricks. A lot of times when people will make a to-do list, it'll just start writing and then they do that list in the order of how it's written.
Eat the frog first. Uh-huh. Isn't that what they say? Eat the frog first.
Identify your boulders first. And whether that's the 10th thing on your to-do list for that week, you need to get that done first.
Right.
And that could be personal. It could be business. Whatever it is, because a lot of the times your business can't go forward if your personal life is stuck. Mm-hmm. So move the boulders out and then deal with the bricks secondary. So if you're having a hard time being productive, I encourage you to separate your tasks for the week into that mindset and then start treating it that way.
Yeah.
So I think for me, my would be stop thinking of other agents as your competition, right? You're you. You're your own personality. You bring you to the table. Ask other agents what's working for them and what's not. I mean, you know, this is a prime example, the three of us sitting here. You know, Carrie, you're probably my biggest competition in the title world. We work very similar. We're both beautiful. And I am not like, not worried, but like, I don't think of you as a competitor because we both have our own personalities, our own whatever. Yet I will say to you, hey, what's working for you in this? Are you having issues with this, right? So agents need to not necessarily think of other agents as competitors and maybe figure out what's working for them that maybe I can implement. And maybe is there something that I'm doing that maybe you can implement to make each other better? Same with, you know, the partners. Lean on your partners. You know, a lot of the vendor partners have been in the business a long time. I mean, I had lunch with a lender today, and she just, I want to pick your brain. And she picked my brain the whole lunch, or, you know, and I was like, I don't mind that, you know, right. Like, what can I do to help, you know, vice versa. And then she had some ideas that I was like, I love that. So I think lean on each other, and stop thinking everything is just so competitive. There's enough business for everybody. Everybody has different personalities. What may work for you may not work for the other, right. You know, vice versa. So I think that would be something that I think is beneficial for agents to really kind of commingle and not necessarily be afraid to go to networking events because it is agents. Have conversations.
You can get better. And there's enough business, but also if you're working with someone who is just, they're going to steal all your ideas, not steal all your ideas. How does that work? How do I phrase this? Like,
I think that's fair.
They're going to run you over with the conversations that you just had. Okay, you're going to identify that pretty quickly. So don't spill all the secret sauce.
Yeah. Right.
So just have the conversations. When you find someone where it's give and take, and they're going to work on their clients and you're going to work on your clients, you're not going to compete. Yep. You're going to grow together.
Yep. Correct.
Okay. I loved this episode.
Me too. Yeah, you're reminding me. What you said was something I kind of wrote down. It's like move from solicitor and vendor to partner and peer.
And peer. That's
I hate when people say vendor. I just I do. Mm-hmm. I like partner.
Vendor reminds me of like you're just going to get a Coke out of a machine.
Yeah.
And not a machine.
Or if you're at a car dealership, for me, it was always a Yoo-Hoo.
Oh my God,
that brown
Yoo-Hoo.
Water.
I have not had a Yoo-Hoo in... God, 30 years.
At least.
Oh, I love a good Yoo-Hoo.
Do you?
No.
Mm.
No. Okay. No, I do.
Yeah.
Really?
And you know what's funny is I never buy chocolate milk, but if I go out to a breakfast meeting and order breakfast, I'll order a chocolate milk. Mm-hmm. We go to Waffle House or we go to Breakfast Nook. I'm like, can I get a chocolate milk?
That is so funny.
But yet I never buy it for my house, and we cook breakfast all the time.
That's funny.
So I do love chocolate milk.
We love chocolate milk. Well, we'll end on chocolate milk then.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk and platypus.
Just going
to
say it.
We appreciate everybody who listens for being the chocolate to our milk.
And for being the platter to our...
Oh my God.
Just kidding.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.